Okay, we're going to have a post-mortem on the show now. So I go through from the studio after the programme is finished, and Dr. Strangelove, the producer, is here, and he tells me how awful I've been. So how was it this morning?
Hey, up.
Yes, he's
terrible.
Northern. He's Northern.
Zach's ain't give it away. It was atrocious, as per usual. We need to have a talk about your future.
Fair enough.
That is great. Really good show. I was amazed at the sleeping one, how well that took off.
That
was just
well.
The last minute thing, because I was tired downstairs, thinking, I wish I could do some work while I'm asleep. And then I thought, oh, there's a thread.
So that's how it actually comes about. It's the lateral thinking thing that goes on. And I'm still now traumatised by the thought of you in pyjama bottoms, which is actually rather unfortunate. But how do we keep up this momentum? Because actually the little sound effects for the 4:15 one-off canteen that you added seem to work really well and actually cause more response.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the 4:15 canteen, we're going to start turning people away as of tomorrow, I think.
We need more time.
Yeah, we do. We could do with it being 3:15 and a 4:15 canteen.
We can make a rod for our own back with that, though, couldn't it? It'll be canteens all the way.
Yeah, just 3 hours worth of canteen.
Yeah. So what are we going to do tomorrow? Because it's a Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow Feel Good Friday, so we'll do that. And we'll just tie up all the threads. But it's the last day of National Failed Attempt Week. So we'll do that. We'll carry on with Butterman. There's lots more coming in. And we'll carry on with the sleep one. And yeah, that's it. All good, lots of feel good music. Have you seen the Listener's Library for tomorrow as well?
It's AC/DC.
AC/DC, yeah, so we'll have a bit of rock. Just all Feel Good Friday. The weekend starts officially tomorrow with us.
Well, and you'll be a man in your pyjama bottoms.
Yeah, but straight after this, actually, I'm going to go downstairs and sleep on the sofa as well.
A man asleep in it. You don't bring them into work, do you?
No, I don't.
Thank heavens
the
for
cleaners
that.
Cleaners wandering around and I'm there in my pyjamas.
There's a man in his pyjamas again. There was a story, there was a lady who actually lived at the BBC in Broadcasting House and was actually, we used to hide in the studios, and so therefore actually lived at the BBC the whole of her life. I don't know whether it's an apocryphal story or not. Anyway.
Janice?
Not Janice Long, no. No, she does go home occasionally.
Right, I'm off to sleep.
Okay, sleep well.
See ya.